Welcome to Healthline 3. I'm Jade Bilexa. Technology has evolved in joint replacement surgery, and here to talk about what is available is Dr. Vic Chatrath with Bossier Orthopedics. And Dr. Chatrath, thank you so much for being here.
Jade, thank you for having me here. I've been here before with you, and I really enjoy talking to you. You make it so easy.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Well, I'm so glad you're back.
Thank you.
And we got a lot to talk about today. Tell us, first off, some background on joint replacement surgery.
So, joint replacement surgery is one of the most commonly performed surgeries in the country, and the need continues to rise, especially with the baby boomer population aging out of the workforce. The need has increased. Now, joint replacement surgery is basically meant to help restore your everyday activity. It's not meant to make you an athlete. It's typically meant for individuals 60 and over who are having a hard time doing everyday activity. Like, I can't go play golf. I can't hang out with my grandkids. Okay, I'm having trouble getting on the floor to play with my grandkids. Just everyday simple things. And when they've tried other reasonable options, you know, things like medicine, trying an injection, physical therapy, then comes the role of joint replacement surgery. And my focus is hip, knee, and shoulder, large joints. That's mm-hmm. what I focus on.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you were talking about, you know, when the other options don't work out, you turn to surgery. Mm-hmm. So what other options are there before you go to surgery?
Absolutely. One of the first options is, it's a lifestyle that we try to keep our joints healthy, focus on joint health, okay? Essentially meaning keep the weight under control, okay? Exercise regularly. Get enough vitamin D. If you're not getting enough sunshine, then, well, sometimes we have to take a vitamin D pill. Make sure you're hydrated, okay? So food plays a big part on our joint health as well, both directly through the weight, indirectly through what we are eating, okay? So vitamin D, minerals, hydration, all this plays a big part. So this is the lifestyle part I was talking about. Then let's just say that you drive, done everything good, and your joint unfortunately still wears out. Then comes the role of trying something like physical therapy. Physical therapy, even in someone having bad joints, can help them buy more time before they end up needing an operation. Okay? You can try injections. There are various kind of injections. There are steroid injections. There's something which we call lubricant injections. Commonly people like to call them chicken coop injections. Because they were made from chicken protein. Mm-hmm. So those can act like a lubricant in your joint, and they can be done every 4 to 6 months, depending on what your insurance is able to cover. Okay. We use medications, think of it like Advil, Aleve, which are simple over-the-counter, but more in a prescription strength. So those are called anti-inflammatory medications. You can use bracing. So these are some of the options that we can use to prevent or delay joint replacement surgery.
Mm-hmm. But there is a limit as to how many steroid injections you can get, because that can be unhealthy, right?
Yes. So typically we try to restrict it to no more than 3. Okay. And if we reach that point where you've tried all these reasonable options, you've tried steroid injections, and, you know, as I said, max it out at 3, then maybe it's just time to think about moving on to the next step, which is the surgery.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of surgery options are available for joint replacement?
So typically the options could be a partial joint replacement or a total joint replacement. For example, the knee is a really good way to talk about it. The knee has 3 parts in it: the inside of the knee, the outside of the knee, and the kneecap. If only one part wears out, especially in younger people, then we can do what we call as a partial joint replacement, where we don't have to replace your whole joint. It's a smaller cut. We replace only the part that is damaged. The rest of your knee remains natural. It feels more natural too, okay? And the partial joint replacement will give you not as long as a total joint, but they still last in the 10 to 15 year range,
mm-hmm.
where it gives you that bridging period that if you eventually need a total joint replacement, now you have a bridging period of 10 to 15 years with your partial joint replacement. Okay. Then coming to total joint, let's just say your entire joint is damaged, both sides of the joint are completely damaged, and then we move on to replacing the whole thing. Okay. There is a third kind, which is called a revision joint replacement surgery. And I specialize in that. As revision joint replacements are done when somebody had a joint replacement done elsewhere and things have not gone as per plan. Unfortunately, that can happen. We live in the real world. And then I look at it, I'll try to find the problem, and then redo the whole joint replacement, which is a bigger deal because you're redoing a surgery. Sometimes these joint replacement surgeries were done 20 years ago and the parts have just wore out. Think of it like driving your car, right? Your tires just wore out. So similarly, the parts wore out in the joint replacement and we may have to go and redo. So that's again revision joint replacement. Mm-hmm. So, you know, going from partial, total to revision, the whole spectrum of joint replacement surgery is what I offer.
So if you had a total knee replacement, mm-hmm. What is recovery like for the total knee?
So the recovery has shortened quite a lot. Mm-hmm. When I used to be a student, these people used to spend anywhere from 5 to 7 days in the hospital. Okay. Now most of my patients go home the same day or overnight. Okay. We have the physical therapist get them up and going 2 hours after surgery. We finish the surgery, they go to the recovery room. Within a couple of hours, they're walking with the physical therapist. By 6 weeks, most people have what we call functional recovery. That means they're able to do everyday activity. They go back to driving. They go back to taking care of themselves. You will keep seeing minor improvements even up to the 1 year mark. But 6 weeks is when we say there is fantastic functional recovery.
Would that be the same for the revision and the partial?
Partials actually tend to be a lot quicker.
Okay.
A lot of them, I have a distinct example I have in mind. This gentleman, I had done a partial knee on him, and he came to my clinic at the 2 week mark and said, I biked 4 miles. I'm like, oh, I like the compliment, please don't do it.
So, wow, in 2 weeks.
Yeah, partial is pretty quick. Revisions are longer. Mm-hmm. Totals tend to be around the 6 week mark. Mm-hmm. Now, even with that, there's a difference. Hips recover very fast. Some patients come at 3 weeks. I'm like, where's your walker or your cane? I'm like, I don't need anything. Knees are a little slower, and shoulders lie somewhere in the middle between a hip and a knee. Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to just going back to the knee, if someone needs a partial knee replacement, is this someone who maybe injured themselves?
It could be related to an injury. A lot of times, you know, I have patients and you ask them about injuries, they remember high school injuries. Mm. That I used to be a cheerleader in high school, or I played a lot of volleyball or football in high school, and I had that injury, nothing since then. So maybe it was a small enough injury to the cushion in the knee, but then over the years, it just gradually worsened. Everyday life happens, and you reach your 50s, and that little part has now wore out your joint.
Okay.
That's the cost of living. We all play sports, and we all are more active when we are younger.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And it just stays with you.
It just stays with you,
and
absolutely.
You don't do anything about it when you're young.
Exactly, you're bulletproof, right?
Right, exactly right. So, a lot of these joints and the pain comes from arthritis a lot of times.
Correct. Arthritis is one of the most common reasons why we do joint replacement surgery. Now, there are two kinds of the more famous ones: rheumatoid arthritis and osteoarthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis is a disease of the lining inside the joint, okay? So the joint has a lining in it, and the lining starts eating away the joint. That's called rheumatoid arthritis. The other common one is osteoarthritis, which is more related to wear and tear. Now, both these diseases are now very well controlled through medication than they were 20, 30 years ago. So the incidence, or I shouldn't say the incidence, the control is a lot better. Our colleagues, rheumatology colleagues, internal medicine colleagues, are really good at managing these and getting good control. But after a while, and in some patients, the disease has progressed so much that the joint gets destroyed, and your option remains is a joint replacement surgery.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of these causes are from injury and arthritis. Why else would you need a joint replacement?
So there is a condition called avascular necrosis. Mm-hmm. In plain English, it means that the blood supply to the joint is died. Why that happens, steroid use is a very common one. Okay, it could be steroid use because of COVID, and we're seeing a lot of COVID patients who received long-term steroids coming back with AVN or avascular necrosis. We're also seeing steroid use for bodybuilding, which can cause the same problem that the blood supply to the ball dies. Alcoholism, and in the African-American population, there is a condition called sickle cell disease, in which the blood supply is not good because their blood cells are not round, and sickle cell can also cause AVN as well. Mm. These are some of the most common causes that we see for avascular necrosis.
Mm-hmm.
And I see quite a few of these patients in my practice who need hip replacement surgery.
Okay. And so we are taking your questions right now. Call us at 318-219-4569. We'd love to hear from you about your joint-related questions. And so when you do this surgery, how do you do it? We hear a lot about minimally invasive joint replacement surgery. Talk about that.
Absolutely. So I specialize and pride myself on that. We do what we call minimally invasive joint replacement. The objective is to cut as little tissue as possible. Okay. When we do hip replacement surgery, I'll start with hips. The traditional approach was to cut the butt muscle. So you probably have friends or older friends, grandma who's had a hip surgery.
My stepdad had a hip replacement surgery.
Yeah, and so it was done by cutting the butt muscle on the side of the hip. We don't do it anymore like that. So what I do is, if this is the muscle, I go between the muscle instead of cutting across the muscle. Mm-hmm. And I do it through a small cut in the front of the hip rather than through the side or the back. So since you've not cut the muscle, the recovery time is cut in half. That's why I was saying these people recover so fast now. They're walking right after the surgery.
Mm-hmm.
There is less blood loss, less chances of complications. You've not disturbed the muscle, so the scar tissue there is also less. The chances of the ball jumping out and having a complication goes down practically to zero.
Okay.
In the knee, what we do is, instead of cutting the muscle in the front of the knee, called the thigh muscle or the quad muscle, I lift the muscle and go beneath it. Okay. So when I'm done with the surgery, all I have to do is put the muscle back. I don't have to sew it back. There is no cut, no scarring inside the muscle. Same in the shoulder. I go between the deltoid muscle, which is the muscle on this side, and the pec muscle. So there is a plane here, so I'm not cutting the muscle again. I'm going between those two muscles.
Mm-hmm.
So the key part is what you do inside, and that's minimally invasive joint replacement.
Mm-hmm. That's incredible.
Yep.
So what are some new technologies for joint replacement surgery?
Now this is where I get really excited.
Okay. Yeah.
I've always been a technology-driven person, and I've been using robotics now. This is my fifth year of doing robotic joint replacement surgery. And what the robot does is, it takes the human element away. The robot does not have a bad day. The robot does not get tired, right? Whether it's the first surgery or the eighth surgery of the day. So we use the robot during knee replacements. We also use different technologies, which I'll talk about for hip and shoulder replacements as well. With robotics, it helps us to be accurate, and the accuracy is dialed in terms of millimeters, like the breadth of my fingernail, which you probably can't see on the screen right now. That's how accurate it helps us to be. The more accurate I am, the better will be the result for my patients.
Wow.
Yep. On the hips, this is where I'm introducing a new technology starting December. And fortunately, I pride myself, I'll probably be the first guy in 4 or 5 southern states to do it. So if you've ever been to an arcade, you've seen the VR sets which you put on your head and you go into the virtual reality, and we've all seen the Iron Man movies.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm bringing to hip replacements to Shreveport Bossier or this area, is I'll be using a headset which will, like the Iron Man, have a screen for me. The screen will display all the information for the patient in front of me. The patient's CT scan will be uploaded onto my screen. When I look at the patient, I'm not only seeing the patient, I'm also seeing the bone without cutting it. I am seeing the inside of the bone because of the CT scan already uploaded on my screen. So that's called augmented reality. So the whole Iron Man thing was, what he was doing was on his screen, he would get all that information about, you know, what's the distance, mm-hmm. what's the speed. So that's augmented reality. You're augmenting reality. And that's what we'll be using to do hip replacement surgery. So I'll probably be the first guy in the southern states to bring that to our community.
Yeah, so think Iron Man when you think of Dr. Vic here. That is so incredible.
Yeah.
So what's the benefit of that technology?
Again, taking human element away. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm always striving for the perfection part. Most studies have shown that we really are good at doing things 95% right. Okay. And, you know, people would say that's pretty good. 95% invest in the stock market, mm-hmm. 95% chances of doing good. You'll take it, right, with your financial
right.
advisor. I won't. Well, that's just how I'm built.
Yeah.
Is I like to go after that 5%, which I'm not leaving behind. That's the goal of robotics. That's the goal of augmented reality, is I want all these patients to do well, not just 95%. I'm aiming for perfection. I get there or not, I don't know. I'm not going to stop trying.
That is awesome. Do you think you'll be able to, I mean, what's the future of this? Will you do, you're doing hips, will you do knees and shoulders?
So with knees, we're already using robotics.
Okay.
And that's served us pretty well. With shoulders, I've been using a technology now for 10 years, which is called 3D printing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 3D printing has become so common, you have a 3D printer for a Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do in 3D printing is, when you come for a shoulder problem, we'll get a CT scan done. Based on the CT scan, this particular company will make a 3D model of your shoulder. And they'll first send it to me via email. I'll plan my surgery. Hey, I like this, I don't like this. I'm going to move it 2 degrees here, up or down. After I'm done with that, I send it back. Then they will reconstruct and 3D print the whole stuff. Okay, this goes to Montreal, Canada. And then it gets shipped to me before your operation, and I use it to perform your surgery. Again, the benefit is I don't like surprises. So when I'm in surgery, I don't like saying, oh my God, I did not expect this. So if there is something which is a problem, I know about it beforehand. If there is unique anatomy, if there is some wear and tear which is out of the ordinary, I'm prepared for it. That's where the 3D printing has been extremely useful.
Wow.
So for hips, shoulders, knees, we use different technologies, but we're leveraging technology to achieve the best outcome we can.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you want.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that, you know, you have happy people at the end of the operation.
Mm-hmm. And so this technology is so helpful for this. What can someone expect after their surgery?
So we have a comprehensive joint replacement program at Willis Knight and Bossier. What that means is, what you can expect after surgery, we have all that relayed to the patient and their family prior to surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the episode starts with the visit with me. After they come talk to me and we decide, okay, this is what we're going to pursue with joint replacement. Then we provide them with a specific booklet, which I have written and gone through every single word. It's taken me many hours. We share that booklet with them, whether it's hip, knee, shoulder. And then the patients are invited to attend something called joint camp. We like to call it joint camp. So all the people who are having surgery that week or in the next week come together as a group. We encourage them to bring a family member, and somebody from our team will talk to them. Our team includes physical therapy, anesthesia, pharmacy, the social worker or their case manager, and a physician assistant from our team. Okay, they'll go talk to them, they'll answer questions. It's pretty a good stepwise approach. Patients go meet their regular doctor to make sure they're medically cleared. Some people have heart issues, they have to see their cardiologist. And then we go to surgery. After surgery, in most cases, if you're going home, we will send somebody to your house for 2 weeks. That's called home health. And the understanding is that after surgery, you're in pain, you have some swelling, you're learning your mobility back again. So we don't want you to be driving or your family member to take the hassle. We send home health to your house. And the home health nurse comes over and helps with therapy, dressings, all those things. After 2 weeks, you come see me or my team in clinic. We take out the sutures and then we transition you to outpatient physical therapy. Okay? So we will see you at sequential times. We'll see you at 2 weeks, 6 weeks, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, and then every 3 years. So we always are around.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of people involved, because it is a big surgery to have.
Absolutely, it is a lot. It is teamwork, and I feel blessed. I have a fantastic team. By God's grace, I have a busy practice, and I would not be there without my team. They make me look good, let's put it this way.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you all are there with the patient every step of the way.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And that's what you would want. So what is the certification that Bossier has achieved?
So Bossier now is Joint Commission certified for joint replacement surgery. Joint Commission is an organization which credentials your hospital, okay? For example, like you go buy a car, okay? You know that the car, new cars, have to meet certain pollution standards, okay? Which are Euro 4, Euro 5 in Europe, and EPA standards, the Environmental Protection Agency. So you have some confidence that you're buying a car which was not assembled in your backyard, right? Mm-hmm. Similarly, we have rigorous standards for hospitals which are called Joint Commission. Now, we've taken it a step forward and said, we understand that the hospital is certified by Joint Commission. We want exclusively to be certified for joint replacement surgery as the center of excellence. And there are only two in Louisiana. One is in New Orleans and one is Willis-Knighton Bossier. And again, I'm honored and I'm blessed. I serve as the director for joint replacements for Willis-Knighton Bossier. So a lot of effort went into that certification. We realized we had to do certain changes to achieve that certification. They hold you to very strict standards. They have an independent inspector who comes out and they will turn everything upside down to go and investigate till you meet the standards. So, and we did. We were very proud of what we were doing and we were able to match what they wanted. And so we're only two of the us in the whole state of Louisiana.
That is amazing. And what did it take to achieve it?
So we had to put together a team there. And one of the key parts of this was getting a coordinator who helps coordinate various parts. Like I shared with you, I do the surgical part, I do the direct contact with the patients, but I have a team of physician assistants. Then there is the key nursing team in the clinic. There is a key nursing team involved in the hospital as well. My anesthesia colleagues have been extremely cooperative and helpful in this journey. And they make contact with the patient to make sure the patient is healthy enough to have an operation. Apart from that, joint camp was a big part of this. So people are ready, people understand what a joint replacement surgery is. It's a big operation. Mm-hmm. You just don't want to show up and you don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. Plus, a lot of times patients are older. So I work with geriatric patients or seniors, and these patients, we encourage them to bring a family member. It's a lot of information. And sometimes they feel that they're overwhelmed by information. So we break it down into steps. We always have somebody available to take a phone call and to answer your questions. Even if you came to joint camp and you still have questions left, we will happily answer them. So we had to put together a huge team to do that.
Yeah.
And
well, it sounds like the patients have a lot of information when they go mm-hmm. in, and it sounds like the team just is incredible with patients just along the way. So tell us more about this technology that is just so incredible for joint replacement surgery. Do you see anything else on the horizon?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the options was to choose between robotics for hip surgery or go with the augmented reality. Now, in the last year, we've been hearing a lot about artificial intelligence. And I looked at both technologies. I looked at the cost to the patient. Does it increase the duration of surgery? Sometimes when you bring a new technology in, it actually takes longer to do the operation while you're learning the technology. So after all, looking at all these options, I've been looking at this since probably Feb of this year. So almost 9 months, looked at this, evaluated it, went to the hospital and said, hey, this is the technology that we should acquire. And Willis-Knighton administration was extremely supportive. And it was funny. In fact, I went and asked the second time. I said, have you looked at the technology? And they said, we already approved it yesterday. I'm like, thank you. So they've been very supportive of me in providing the tools that I need so I can do a good job for my patients.
Yeah, because they trust what you're doing. And you're such a perfectionist, and that's
what patients want. Yeah, absolutely. This is what I would want done for a family member. Mm-hmm. And you know, the best way is, it's a very simple process for me. When a patient comes to us, I think, okay, is my parent sitting there? Is a family member sitting there? It makes the decision making very easy for me then. Mm-hmm. What would I do if it was my mother, my father asking me the same question? Would I give any different advice? Yes or no? That gives me my internal answer for the patient. Mm-hmm. And so when you treat them like family, it's not work, it's easy.
Yeah, and that's what people love about you. So tell us how people can reach you.
So we're at Willis-Knighton Bossier at the Bossier campus, and we're at the Medical Pavilion. That's where our clinic is. Mm-hmm. And our phone number is 318-212-7841. Mm-hmm. I'll repeat that, 318-212-7841. We are a group of six partners, and between the six of us, we cover all orthopedic neurosurgery problems, whether it's foot and ankle, it's shoulder, it's hands. I have a great team of partners, so if there is something that I don't perform in my practice, one of my partners who has that skill set, they will take over that problem. So between the six of us, we provide a very comprehensive service.
Okay, and do people need a referral?
No, they can come directly. They do not need a referral. They can absolutely pick up the phone and come over directly.
Okay, yeah. Well, that makes it easy then. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Chatrath. I've enjoyed talking to you, and this has been some great helpful information. So thank you again for stopping by. It's been so great.
Well, thank you so much. I always enjoy coming here, talking to you. And as I said, you guys are so kind. You make it comfortable that I'm not on TV. I'm not used to working on the TV. I work behind the TV.
Well, right? You're a natural, so there you go.
Thank you so
much. Well, it's been great talking about joints. And, you know, they do wear out, and this is the man to see right here. So thank you guys for watching this edition of Healthline 3. We'll see you next week.